This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulihil Kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help and His assistance in all our matters. We send peace and salutations upon last of the prophets, the leader of all the messengers, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First of all, we praise Allah Rabbul Izzah. We seek His forgiveness. We seek His support in all our matters. My beloved brothers and sisters, welcome to Jummah Khutbah Summary. The topic of Jummah Khutbah in Dubai is Istighfar, seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who amongst us do not commit sin? Who amongst us do not fall into traps of shaitan? We all do. And therefore, what is the rescue? What is the solution? The solution lies in returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The solution is seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for that, we need to be highly hopeful in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Almighty, He says in the Quran, قُلْ, say to them, يَا عِبَادِي, O my servants, O my worshippers, O my slaves, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِي يَلَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Allah Almighty says, those who have transgressed themselves, do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all sins. Why? Innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. Indeed, He is oft forgiving and especially and entirely merciful. My beloved brothers and sisters, this topic of istighfar is so important that is required to be reminded, if in fact every single day. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose past, present and the future sins were forgiven, he used to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 70 to 100 times every single day. How many times do we seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We need to make sure that we seek forgiveness from Allah Rabbul Izzah. We need to ensure that when we seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we actually gain success, because it is sins that keep us away from Allah. And the moment we seek forgiveness, regardless of what kind of sins that we have done, what level of sins that we have done, as we know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah forgives. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Allah forgives even if the sins have reached to the heights of the sky. Even if it is deep, even if it is huge, it doesn't matter. What matters is, are you willing to seek forgiveness from Allah sincerely or not? And if you are willing, Allah is ready to forgive us. My beloved brothers and sisters, the price of seeking forgiveness is Jannah. The price of seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is success. The price of seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is worldly gains and treasures in Jannah, insha'Allah. So let us make sure that we seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every single day. Every single day we need to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah Rabbul Izzah to forgive all of us, to forgive our parents, living and the dead, to forgive everyone who is sincere, subhanallah. We ask Allah Rabbul Izzah to grant well-being, success to His Highness Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan, the President of the United Arab Emirates. Likewise, we ask Allah Almighty to bless all the leaders of the Emirates. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless this nation, the UAE. We ask Allah Almighty to bless the Muslim lands and to shower His mercy and blessing on the entire humanity. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ultimately to make us among those who will be with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the highest levels of Jannah. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.